T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, good. Okay, perfect. He's just about to get on a plane, so we're going to have a couple minutes with him. Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winner, former UM quarterback, and also was part of Racing Boats PR back in the day before we folded. That was our PR company that we had because it's a long story. But Gino Toretta going to join us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Gino, first off, good morning. Are you boarding yet? You're not boarding yet, are you?
Not boarding yet. Through security, though.
So, okay, good.
It's all good.
That's perfect. All right, so I got to ask you this. The one position we always talk about, the quarterback position, you were at Paradise Camp this weekend, and there was a little bit of buzz around a 2020 recruit and just that position in general. What did you see from a possible guy that's going to be here in a year or two, and what are your expectations for the Hurricane team when it comes to just that position?
Well, I think that, there were some talented quarterbacks besides just the one that I think's coming next year. I thought he was coming this fall, but he's talented.
I think he is.
There were some other ones, and I think probably the most impressive was the tight end who was, let me put it to you this way, he dwarfed Jeremy Shockey standing right next to him, and I was just like, and he was just ripped and big, fast, wanted every rep. I kind of wanted to tell him, though, playing left tackle, you'd probably be making $25 million a year.
Yeah,
that's exactly the conversation yesterday. Highsmith was on the show with us yesterday, and he brought up the tight end also. And the first thing Omar said was, man, if he moves to the right end or left tackle, he could be making so much more money because look at the way that kid looks.
You're limiting yourself to three times what you're going to make playing tight end. Like, dude, you go be a left tackle, you could make a bazillion dollars.
All right, that's it.
Well, they can be convinced, trust me, because I remember when Eric Winston came.
Yep,
that's right.
He was gigantic, and I go, you're better off at tackle, right? And he was disagreeing with me as a freshman, but he wasn't when it was all said and done.
Yeah, no, yeah, I covered that team, and after his first year as a tight end, really an inline blocker, they moved him immediately to left tackle, the position they knew they were going to have him play anyway. He basically, Eric was like, I could stop dieting and just be and make a lot more money. And he did.
Maybe I should have played left tackle. Anyways, Gino, Paradise Camp in general. You've been around a lot of things here with this university, and we know a lot of schools have camps. You know, Harbaugh comes down to Boca, or Saban's coming down to FIU, whatever it is. But Paradise Camp in general, all you guys there, I think there was, 20 players that used to play for UM, and the names of guys that were here. How amazing is that as an advantage for Miami when it comes to recruiting, bringing in these kids that are 2 years, 3 years out from committing, and they see what goes on? You're a quarterback, you're working with Gino Toretta. You're a tight end, you're working with Shockey. You're a defensive tackle, you're working with Sapp. I mean, you can't buy that kind of publicity for a team.
Yeah, I would say this. As a former player, it's great anytime that, we can get together as either guys that, I had a chance to play with, or guys I had a chance to play after, or guys that played after me. And I think that's awesome anytime we can do that. But then, you're a high school kid, and you're looking, at all the former players and, what we achieved while we were at school, and then to, have a chance to impart that wisdom on them. And like Michael Irvin said, just, put what you learn in your toolbox and then use that, to become a better player. And hopefully they can achieve the things that my team's got a chance to achieve and after.
Now, Gino, you know what made the University of Miami great. You, back in the day, you guys didn't have a lot, but you made the most of what you had, and it was us against the world mentality. Do you think that this next generation of kids, this new generation, can adapt to that and survive in that kind of world and atmosphere?
Is there any kid that's got an us against the world mentality anymore? All I see is a bunch of kids looking at cell phones.
That's it. Twitter world.
How great am I? Yeah, yeah.
I think they can. I think that, the facility's there, you know, all the upgrades. They spent the money on the facility. And I think that it's just going to take the right guy to, you know, pull that attitude out of it. Because you know as well as I do, oh, you see these kids when they're growing up, man. They have that attitude when they're 10 years old on a Pop Warner field.
Yeah, some of them and do. They got that dog now. Yeah,
they don't understand it, but they have it. And what's key is trying to get guys, you know, those coaches that have seen that in kids that are very young to say, hey, this guy might not be, you know, the you know, perfect, you know, match for your team, but he can be a player. I mean, I wanted to introduce myself as zero-star recruit, told not to come here on my visit, 26-2 record as a starting quarterback, 2 titles and a national Heisman Trophy. That's what I wanted to basically show these kids. Hey, I don't care if you're 0-star or 5-star.
Yeah.
You put in work, you can achieve.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? You're talking about what made University of Miami great. I mean, I'm talking about the Santana Mosses of the world. These guys with 2-stars, the Ed Reeds, the Reggie Waynes. They didn't care who was coming, and they didn't need all the hype surrounding them. And now this, I remember covering the Coker era, and yeah, it was about stars and it was about recruiting the big names, and the big names needed all these promises that they were going to be the only running back and the only wide receiver in this class. And that was really the end of the Hurricanes as I knew it.
Well, when you let somebody dictate they don't want competition, they're probably not good enough for competition.
Right.
So I think that, you know, that's the amazing thing. You look at what Alabama's done while Saban's been there. You know, to be able to continually ward off complacency when you have that kind of success, and to go into kids and just have the confidence. You know, it's like, yeah, you're going to sign. We're also going to try to sign better players than you. And if you want to come here and compete and try to be the best you can be, then come here. And I think that when you get that attitude back, that's when you go out and dominate. You have fun doing it. And, you know, like Michael said, we told your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your niece, nephew, cousin, we were going to beat you, and we had fun doing it.
It's always nice when Mike can give the speeches like that to start Paradise Camp, right? When I see the Paradise Camp opening up and I see Manny tweet out stuff, and the first thing you see is Michael go out there and give one of those speeches. I like to call them the $100,000 speeches. When he gives one of those, it's probably really cool for the guys out there. Because me and Omar were talking about it yesterday. There probably isn't a kid out there that actually saw Michael play a down in the NFL.
Nobody
Nevertheless,
knew.
Down at UM.
Nope. Gino, tell the truth. Nobody knew who you were, right?
Oh, there's no way. There's no way. If I didn't say Heisman Trophy winner, there was no way. But I would say this. The thing about Michael, I like his speeches are awesome. You know what I mean?
I sure.
Get goosebumps when I listen to him. But having worked out with Michael, like, I know that he was one of the hardest working guys, if not the hardest working guy in that building that day. You know what I mean? And those are the kinds of things that you try to impart on these kids. It's like, yeah, you see Michael Irvin as an NFL Network star, and he's a Hall of Famer with the Dallas Cowboys. I saw him when I was in college, and he was holding out for a better contract with the Cowboys. He's running routes with me, and it was me throwing to him and about 4 DBs covering him, and he was relentless, just nonstop. He kept asking me if my arm was tired. I was like, dude, you're the one running routes. This is easy for me to keep throwing. And he was just nonstop for hours. We were out there working on his craft. He was awesome to watch.
Gino, I miss those days. How do we get back? How do we get back, Gino?
Just you get out on Green Tree and start running one-on-ones and start talking and competing. They had a little bit of that in Paradise. There was a little bit of dog in some of those guys.
how's Manny so far when you look at kind of, you know, when Mark Richt was here for a couple of years, and there's a legacy of, you know, whether it's the Jimmys and the Howards of the world all the way to the Larrys and the Randys of the world. But where does Manny kind of fit in the mix right now when it comes to being around those players, the hype and everything, and how he's handling everything?
I love it. I think that he's going and he's reconnecting with the local coaches from Pop Warner on up. And I think that, you know, he makes a great point. Like, this program doesn't belong to the coaches. This program belongs to the players, and it's the players and obviously the coaches pointed us in the right direction. But that's the history you make and the relationships you have are all with your former players. And I think Manny sees that. He's reconnecting that, and it's going out and having the confidence of to me, it's an easy recruiting pitch because, you know, we joke with Crowder all the time. It's like, you know, you're not flying back to Gainesville to have Paradise football.
No, no, he's
you
not.
You come to Miami. Listen, we hope you make it to the NFL. You hope you win a lot of games. But, you know, wouldn't you rather live here the rest of your life? We do have a pretty good economy. You can probably get a job here locally, you know, better than some of the other places you're getting recruited by.
Yeah, it's something different they have down here. That camp, that I talk about it all the time, that Paradise camp, I'm jealous of it for everyone else around the country, just because when you look around at the pictures and you see who's there with those players, it's just ridiculous. Is there anyone still there, before I let you go get on that plane, anyone still there that's still a really good trash talker, like the older guys? Like, is it Sapp? Is it one of these guys? Who's the guy out there, especially this weekend, that was just horrible yelling at guys?
Heck, I was talking smack to Donnell Bennett because I told him I could beat him in a 40 right now based on all the weight he put on it. Ja'Cory looks at me and goes, man, Gino, I love you. You're still talking smack. Like, you know, I think we all do it in our own way. Rohan Marley was pretty good at it, too. He had some good stories.
Well, I can only imagine some of the trash talking that went on there. All right, Gino, get on that flight before you get in
all
trouble,
guys.
At the FAA. See you later.
Appreciate it.
All right, that was Gino Toretta, Heisman Trophy winner, former Cane. Great.
Yeah, I saw Rohan
National
Marley.
Champion.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.